Chazor zeichin is about Chazor Shagav. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Zohar Daf Mem Vav. So the Gemara says a brisa was taught to Rav Sheshes that said as follows: if goyim worship mountains or hills, the mountains and hills are mutter, and the worshippers are put to death with sayif. If they worship grains or vegetables, they become asur, and the worshippers are put to death with sayif. Rav Sheshes said this brisa follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a tree that was planted without intent for avodah zarah and was then worshipped becomes asur, which is why the grain and the vegetables are the same thing and become asur. Fech the Gemara, maybe the brisa is talking about things that were planted with intent for avodah zarah. Gemara says no, because the brisa compares the grain to the case of the mountains. Just like the mountains were not planted, so to say, with intent, it must be referring to grain that was also not planted with that intent. Zakhmar Vaita, we have learned with regard to stones that were detached from a mountain and were then worshipped, the sons of Rab Chiya and Rab Yechanan argue. One said they become Usr, the other said they're Mutter. The one who says they're Mutter holds that they're like the mountains itself. Just like the mountain has no human involvement and is therefore Mutter, so too these stones have no human involvement and therefore they're Mutter. Fact, the more a mountain is different, it's attached to the ground. The more says, yeah, but a behema refutes that because it's not attached to the ground and it also doesn't become usher when it's worshipped. Fact, the more maybe a behema is different because it's a live being. The more says that a mountain refutes that because it's not a live being. So we go back and forth. What the result is that the common characteristic among them is that there's no human involvement and they're mutter. Therefore, we can say that the stones that become detached from the mountain are also mutter. Ferek the Gemara, maybe the common characteristic between them is that they have not changed from their original state, but the stone has changed from its original state of being attached to the mountain, and therefore maybe it's not mutter. And for the Gemara, rather, we can learn that the detached stone is mutter from the case of an animal which is a balmum, which has a mum, which therefore did change from its original state. So between that animal and a mountain together, we can learn out the stone. Or we can also learn it from the case of an animal without a mum and a dried up tree that has changed from its original state and it still is mutter. The Gemara continues and says, the one that says these stones are usr, he holds that the pasuk of shakes to shaktsenu, v'saiv to saivenu, teaches that although we can use logic to show that something is not usr for purposes of avodah zarah, don't use that logic. The item is taka usr. Maybe we can prove that it's the sons of Rab Chiya who said that the stones are mutter. Because Chizkiah, who is Rab Chiya's son, once asked, if a person stands up an egg to bow down to it, he stands it up, you know, on its point to be able to bow down to it, does it become usr? They thought that he meant that it was stood up for that purpose, and he then bowed down to it, and the question was whether the standing up of the egg is enough of an act to make it usr. This shows that he holds that a human act is needed to make it usr. Zmar says, no, it's not a proof, because it may be that they would say it's usr if he bowed down to the egg even without standing it up. The question was whether it becomes usr with the mere standing up of the egg without even bowing down to it. Frank Mar, what view was this question asked according to? According to the view that a yidz avodah zarah becomes usr as soon as it's prepared to be used, this egg will become usr. And according to the view that because he stood it up, and according to the view that it only becomes usr once it's actually worshipped, it certainly does not become usr at that point. And for the Gemara, the question was asked where the yid stood it up to bow down to it, but never did so. Then a guy came along and bowed down to it. If this happened with a brick, Rabbi Yehuda named Rav Shmuel said the brick would be usr. The question is whether the standing up of an egg is significant, like the standing up of a brick, or not. With regard to the question that we had initially, the Gemara says, teiku. Continuing along with the Gemara Vayta, Rabbi Romi Bar Choma asked, if a person bowed down to a mountain, may stones from that mountain be used for the Mizbeach? If something that is attached to the ground is worship, does it become usr for purposes of a hegdish or not? If you say that it does, are the things needed for preparation of a carbon considered to be like a carbon, meaning like these items would also become usr to be used for them as well? And for the Gemara, Rav said we have a kavuchaymer. If payment for a zoyna, which such payment is mutter for a person to benefit from, yet it's also to be used for hegdish, even if it's attached to the ground, then something used for actual worship of avodah zarah, which is also for a person to benefit from, surely would become also to be used for hegdish, even when attached to the ground. Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, asked Rav, maybe say the other way around. Maybe say that if something used for worship, which is usr for a person to benefit from only when it's detached from the ground, meaning a mountain that is worship remains mutter based on the pasuk, and there's no difference in the pasuk between a regular person and hegdish, then payment for a zoyna, which is mutter for a person to benefit from when it's not attached to the ground, would surely be mutter for hegdish when attached to the ground. Rava said, my drusha leads to a chumrah. And when you have a choice of how to darshan a kal v'chomer, you're supposed to choose a drusha that leads to a chumrah, not to a kula. Rav Papa asked Rava, do we always have to choose the kal v'chomer that leads to a chumrah? With regard to sprinkling the paraduma on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Rav Eliezer darshan the kal v'chomer to say that it's mutter, which is a chumrah because it means that the person is then chayav to bring the carbon Pesach. Rav Akiva said to Rav Eliezer, maybe we should say the other way around. Since we can't override a rabbinic, an Isser Drabonon, like sprinkling the ashes, we should surely not be able to shech the Pesach on Shabbos either. Rav Akiva proposes using kal v'chomer that leads to a kula, meaning this person would not bring a carbon Pesach. And for the Gemara, that case is different because Rav Eliezer Eliezer had actually previously paskened that sprinkling the blood is also on Shabbos, and he forgot that he paskened that way. Rabbi Akiva was trying to remind Rabbi Eliezer of his previous psak, and therefore this can't be taken as an example of how to darshan. If someone bows down to wheat that's attached to the ground, can its flour then be used for a korban mincha? Does a physical change to the worshipped item make it mutter or not? Mazutra, the son of Nachman, said, a Mishnah says, all animals that are also to be brought on the Mizbeach, their offspring is mutter to be offered. The Braisa says, Rabbi Eliezer said, the offspring is also. Presumably, this refers to an animal that was a fetus at the time that the mother became also for the Mizbeach, and we see that this machleik is whether the baby becomes mutter because of the physical change that it went through. In fact, the Gemara, we have learned that this machlek is even if the mother became pregnant after the act that made it osur for the Mizbeach. But if the mother was pregnant at the time, everyone would agree that the offspring is osur. The case of wheat and flour is more similar to the case of the mother who was pregnant when the act was done to her, and therefore the wheat should be osur. Others say that Mazutra said that the machlek is only where the animal became pregnant after the act was done to make it osur. But if it was done while it was pregnant, everyone would agree that the offspring is osur, and the flour from the wheat is similar to the case of where the act was done while it was pregnant. To that, the Gemara says, the case is very different because the animal did not change. First it was in its mother and then it was born, but it's the same animal all along. The case of the wheat is very different because it physically changed into flour, from wheat to flour, which makes it therefore into a different object, and therefore it cannot be compared to the case of the Uber.